from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your Cruise News for Saturday, January 15th, 2022. Well, as of today, the CDC's conditional sailing order for cruise ships is officially expired. It happened at 12:01 a.m. Eastern, to be exact. But what happens next?
Really, it doesn't really mean anything to consumers. The CDC can continue to do whatever they want to do.
Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy there from cruiseguy.com. In its place, the agency has introduced a new program that cruise lines can voluntarily opt into called the COVID-19 program for cruise ships operating in U.S. waters. Ships that opt into the program will continue to be monitored much like they were under the conditional sailing order. All mainstream cruise lines are expected to opt into the new program, with Norwegian cruise line brands being the most recent to comply.
But the bottom line is that the cruise lines are going to continue to meet or exceed the CDC guidelines and operate utilizing the science and the technology that's been developed so that they can continue to be able to offer the safest vacation possible.
The CDC can still issue a no-sail order on a ship-by-ship basis if they feel the need to. And Norwegian Cruise Line has shortened its current voyage on Norwegian Gem. On Thursday, passengers received a letter informing them that their current cruise was being cut short and their ship was headed back to New York City, skipping the last three ports of call. Gem was halfway through a 10-night Caribbean voyage that departed on January 9th when the news broke about COVID-related circumstances. Passengers will receive a full refund as well as a 50% future cruise credit. It's set to arrive into Manhattan as scheduled on January 19th. Over the past 2 weeks, Norwegian has canceled sailings on 12 ships, with the latest being Norwegian Breakaway from New Orleans. And finally, the upcoming ocean ship Viking Neptune has been floated out at the Fincantieri shipyard in Italy. Following a two-day process to set Neptune afloat, the ship will be moved to a nearby outfitting dock for final construction and interior build-out. The float-out marks the next stage of the construction process for the 47,800 gross registered ton vessel. Viking Neptune is expected to begin sailing in November, following the debut of Viking Mars this upcoming spring. And cruise line stocks were flat on Friday. Carnival Corporation 22.94, Royal Caribbean 84.19, and Norwegian 22.93. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.